Paul Pushgroup, Vivacious Award.
She knows the job and will only get it done. She's probably my best hope.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Vivacious Award drove to the lead in Vivacious Award. She was on the deck an hour ago. Tatum Bull, she's in the winner's circle now.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
A second yesterday for us. No good on the spreadsheet, but we're still playing with Air Cashwani, so it's okay. And we head down the highway today to the most accomplished greens person, turf management system person in the history of mankind.
Only a matter of time before he's coming up to take on one of the metropolitan tracks.
There's no doubt.
He's James Dalton, and he's the track manager at Geelong. It could be a big day for James because rain is on its way. James, good morning.
G'day, Half Whitey. How you going? What's been happening with the weather?
Yeah, so what do you think, or what's the Bureau telling you with the rain?
Yeah, the Bureau's saying we'll expect between 5 and 10 millimetres from sort of 11 o'clock onwards. So, yeah, it's not the greatest forecast for a track manager. So we'll be, I'd say, on a soft track by the time the majority of the rain comes, midway through the card, something like that.
So have you planned for it to come, or you sort of can you hedge your bets? What have you done in preparation for today?
Yeah, I've hedged my bets to a degree. I didn't not want to irrigate and potentially get nothing and be on a firm track from the start of the day. We've got 2-year-old races early, so it's important that if there was no rain, there is still a little bit of give. So last night I did put on 2.5 millimetres, which is the total of 10 millimetres for the week. We haven't had any rain, but with the forecast in sight, you potentially normally put on a 5 millimetre drop to really have a genuine good fall for the day. But it's 100% chance of being told by the Bureau of 5 to 10 millimetres. As I said, that's coming across now. If you look at the radar, and it'll be here prior to race one, by all reports.
All right. So we'll get a track report from you now. Obviously, it's likely to change. But as it stands at the moment, what have we got?
Yeah, as we stand at the moment, we're on a good four surface, penetrometer 5.5. One. That's a better side of a good four surface. The rail is in the true position. Obviously, we haven't raced for some time, 2.5 months, and the track, it's as good as you'd get it, as you'd expect with not racing on it. Really good cover, and yeah, the field's good, and I'm looking forward to the good day.
Fantastic. I didn't realise it's been that long since we've spoken to you. Have a good day today. Hopefully, you get a little bit, because you need a little bit, because you planned for it, but not too much.
Exactly, yeah. Let's hope so. Thanks, Whitey. Thanks, Al.
When you're the best in the business, things just go your way. James Dalton, Air Track Manager at Geelong. Let's find a winner now. We've got a couple of trainers ready to roll. Dave Eustace is one of those, part of the Mar Eustace camp, doing awesome things across the planet in racing, and they're all over the place today too. More on that shortly. Dave, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are well, thank you. Great to have you on the program. You've got race 4, number 5 at Geelong today on a nice track, as James was just telling us. Red Santa, who is a very, very short favourite, Dave.
He's a very short price. He's a nice horse who we decided to geld and campaign through winter because he likes a bit of juice in the ground. So pleased to hear that there'll be that. And any rain that arrived before that race would be welcome. So look, he's bred to stay, and he will stay further for sure. But, you know, it looks a nice race for him to kick off.
Yeah, so it's a 1,500-metre maiden. It's 3 starts, has had 2 placings, has been off for 110 days. Has there been a withering trial that I've missed somewhere that would suggest $1.50 is about right?
He trialled at Geelong, Cranbourne. And, yeah, just trialled nicely under a hole and had a good gallop on Saturday. And I think, yeah, he's forward enough. He's quite a laid-back horse, and hence why he's gelded.
Yep.
And I haven't seen that switch him on as yet. So hopefully we do see that today.
$1.50, Red Santa, race 4, number 5. And then you've got one at Nowra. How often do you send runners to Nowra, Dave? Race 3, number 1, Capri Lane.
We did have a runner at Nowra the other day. We'll go far and wide for a winner, that's for sure. But, yeah, he won very well the other day in Capri Lane at, by 4.5 lengths. And the team up in Sydney have done a great job with him. He's relatively limited, but hopefully he can salute at Nowra.
Righto. So what would you do? Would you put him together as a bit of an all-up?
Sure. I mean, that's where you're going to get a little bit of value on you. I wouldn't be backing Red Santa on his own at $1.50 unless you're really desperate.
which we have been in the past, Dave.
And we may be today.
You'd have to be fairly desperate to listen to me anyway. But, fingers crossed they can both salute.
All right, well, that we might do that. Race 4, number 5 at Geelong, Red Santa, into race 3, number 1 at Nowra, Capri Lane. Good on you, Dave. Always nice to chat, mate. Appreciate it.
Okay, cheers, guys. Thanks.
Eustace, good luck. Part of the May Eustace training combination, doing awesome things. So we're an interstate double. Which is, I don't think we've ever done that before, have we?
Maybe a couple of times. I'm not sure. Maybe. I think there might have been a bit of Adelaide and Melbourne action.
Righto, there might have been.
One point, maybe.
Now, Sam Friedman knows how to get a winner. Willy-nilly, the Friedmans at the moment. They are hot to trot. He's got a couple in one race at the back of the program today at Geelong. Sam, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We are well, mate. Thank you for your time. Awapuni Princess, number 5 in race 9. And award winner, number 12 in race 9, are running for you today at Geelong. And I saw Brent Zarafa yesterday, BZ as they call him on racing.com, signal that award winner's ready to go today first up. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I think she's back. She lost her way for a little bit. She won very well on debut. We thought enough of her to run her in a Blue Diamond preview as a two-year-old. And she just lost her way for a little while, and we just tried a few different things with her. We train her out of the paddock now at Pinecliff and put the tongue tie and the crossover on her. And, yeah, latest trial was brilliant. So, I think if it's a dry track, that's probably the key. There's a bit of rain around, but if it's a dry track and she reproduces how she trialled the other day, she should take a fair bit of beating.
And Awapuni Princess, number 5, is first up again today as well?
Yeah, she's trialled off well as well. I mean, we haven't asked her to do a lot in her trials. She'll probably improve for the run. I think the award winner probably had a bigger hit out the other day. So I think Awapuni Princess will come on for this run. But both of them probably suited on top of the ground. So if it got into that, really soft or even heavy range, we would look to pull them out. But yep. Both of them in good order, I'd probably just lean towards the award winner today.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good to me. We might take that and run, Sam. Appreciate your time as always.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Sam Friedman, award winner. Race 9, number 12 is his best today. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put both of the Eustace runners together, and then we're going to have another dollar on the $1.50 pop into race 9, number 12.
Yeah, good, good.
So
I like
that. That's what I'm going to do.
Yep. No, I'm happy with that.
That's what I'm going to do today. I think that can work for us. You'll notice that the Flying Filly was also nominated for that race.
Race 9.
You noticed that the Flying Filly was racing. But
not
up in the preparation.
Not
and
again.
The fact that award winner's too good and we're running scared, we'll be running on Thursday at Kilmore. So we're avoiding the hot pot. We're officially running scared.
So yours isn't good.
This thing's a Blue Diamond runner. Brilliant.
Will of my picnics instead.
Runner, don't abuse the Flying Filly. She's just not wound up for the Everest just yet. So, I think award winner is a bit closer to that. So we'll race Thursday, but award winner's going to win for us today.
As we go to the news, a late goal to Leeds has seen a 1-1 draw with Liverpool. Leeds at home, the goal coming in the 87th minute. So that's a bit of a setback for Liverpool.
They've trolled them online too. They've called them the Merseyside Reds. Leeds on their Twitter page. They're trolling after this whole Super League thing. Now, we didn't get to Rob Harris. He's coming on later this hour, which is very exciting because he wasn't able to answer his phone at the time we asked him. So we'll do that a little bit later on because that is absolutely worth following up.